watching me carefully, ready to swoop in if anything goes amiss. I realize I'm crouched down now, elbows on my thighs, my head braced between my hands. I must look on the verge of some kind of breakdown. This won't do. Not when they're finally weaning me off the medication. I straighten up and wave his offer away. No, I'm fine. To reinforce this, I begin to move away from my old house and in toward the town. Gail asked to be dropped off in 12 with me, but he didn't force the issue when I refused his company. He understands I don't want anyone with me today. Not even him. Some walks you have to take alone. The summer's been scorching hot and dry as a bone. There's been next to no rain to disturb the piles of ash left by the attack. They shift here and there in reaction to my footsteps. No breeze to scatter them. I keep my eyes on what I remember as the road, because when I first landed in the meadow, I wasn't careful, and I walked right into a rock. Only it wasn't a rock. It was someone's skull. It rolled over and over and landed face up, and for a long time I couldn't stop looking at the teeth, wondering whose they were.